coming to you from Washington State, the Evergreen State, and today is Sunday, January the 22nd. Welcome, everybody. Today I'll be going solo. My co-host, doing schoolwork, of course. You know, she's in college. And my producer and switchboard operator, Chauvinet, is working overtime today. She will surely be missed. Anyway, I just want to say thank you so much, everybody, for joining us today on Talk to Me. As always, today is a sports show, normally with Coach Jordan, and he's not with us today either because he's busy watching the game. Y'all know it's a playoff, so just right off the bat, I'm going to let you know, Patriots, woohoo! They beat Baltimore. I was pulling for the Patriots, so they've won theirs. Now we're watching the New York Giants and the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to tell you right off, I'm pulling for the 49ers. Why? Because it's a West Coast team. Got to support the West Coast. So anyway, they're just in the first quarter, so y'all can turn that TV down, turn the mute on, and still watch and listen to the radio show. Okay, so we're going to do shout-outs as always. We start out with birthdays, anniversary, whoever. And today, happy birthday to Gary Williams from New York. Happy birthday to Poncho, Frank, my sister's husband, Stella, and happy birthday to my dad. And if I missed anybody, you guys know all you have to do is email me, and I'll put it on the air. How about that? Okay. And let's see here. I hear something playing in the background. What is that, Purry Tail? Oh, it's my beginning music. Well, we don't want that playing. So anyway, let's get to the news, of course, news of the day, and then we'll go to news of the weird, and then we'll talk a little sports. So, starting out, entertainment news, y'all. Can Fantasia trust her baby daddy, Antoine Cook? According to published reports, Fantasia hoped having a baby by Cook would make him marry her. Yeah, okay, hang on to that thought, baby. And they would raise their son together. But Cook is still married, y'all, to his wife, and he has been spotted with other women. Hello, somebody. Will Cook ever settle down and marry Fantasia? Don't look like it. That's been going on for, what, almost a year and a half or 2 years? Fantasia, come to the light, Caroline. Come on, baby, come to the light. It ain't going to work. Go on and raise your two kids. Get back into your venue of singing and do what you do best. Astro is the teen rapping sensation from Simon Cowell's singing reality show X Factor. Astro has just signed a deal with Epic Records under his mentor, X Factor judge L.A. Reid. Which you know who L.A. Reid is. All right then, I thought you did. Well, the divorce war between former football player Deion Sanders and his wife Pilar is getting nasty. Pilar describes Sanders as a cheater, a bully, and a physical abuser. Say what? Pilar says he needs help. You think? The Sanders were married for 12 years and they have 3 children. Pilar wants their prenup agreement thrown out because she says she was forced to sign it under duress. She has also claimed she should have had sole custody of their children because Deion is a bad absentee father. And let that be the reason, okay? There is life after all my children. Soap vet Susan Lucci has a new show, Deadly Affairs, on Investigation Discovery. So y'all got to check that out. Lucy hosts the show about romances gone wrong, crimes of passion, love triangles, and betrayals. And who would better know than Susan Lucci from All My Children? Good luck to you on your new show. Hope it does well. Well, for Beyonce and Jay-Z, now that the baby Blue is here, Beyonce and her mom Tina are now putting their heads together, y'all, designing T-shirts for President Obama's reelection campaign. Yay, yay. The Yes We Can and Words Do Inspire T-shirts will be available this spring. So y'all look out for that. I already predicted Obama's going to get a second term, but, you know, you don't have to believe me, but he will be back for a second term. The 43rd annual NAACP Image will air on NBC Friday, February 17th. The show has been airing on Fox the past few years, but is now returning to NBC. About damn time. Food Network star and cooking maven Paula Deen is catching hell after revealing that she has diabetes. Deen kept her secret for 3 years, and she is being criticized for coming forward only after getting money. I repeat that. Only after getting money as a paid spokesman for a diabetic medication. Damn. Deen had to protect her brand. She is known for the butter and fatty foods that she loves to cook. Deen says she tells people to eat in moderation, as she does. She has already started an exercise program and is losing weight. If y'all ever watch Andrew Bourdain, he said that Paula Deen is the most dangerous woman in America when it comes to cooking. Now, she's had this diabetic. Why didn't she come forward and let people know, excuse me, that she had diabetes, and this is the way to cook now to better yourself, keep yourself healthy, and, of course, exercise, then to continue on with buttery and fatty foods, knowing that she was a diabetic. Oh, but it changed when she got the money. As I always stated, money talks and bullshit walks, and it's a damn shame. Paula Deen, we wish you the best, but girlfriend, you need to get it together. Will Heather Locklear wake up? Will Heather Locklear listen to her parents and enter rehab? Locklear, 50, is best known for her roles in the primetime soaps Melrose Place and Dynasty. She had to be hospitalized, last week after mixing alcohol and prescription drugs. Never works. Locklear is no stranger to alcohol abuse. In 2009, she was arrested for reckless driving. Locklear's parents and siblings are trying to reason with her to get Heather into rehab so she can deal with her issues. Well, it sounds like she also needs to see a psychiatrist, because evidently there's some mental anguish issues there that need to be resolved before she can quit drinking, okay? So anyway, Heather, I wish you the best. I hope you get into rehab, but I hope you also get some psychiatric help as well. Well, congrats to Octavia Spencer. Do y'all know who Octavia is? She is the beautiful sister that was in the movie The Help with Viola Davis, and she won a Golden Globe Award. They both kicked off, her and Idris Elba, both kicked off the award show season with big wins as Golden Globe Award winners. Spencer won her supporting actress role for her role in the summer blockbuster The Help, and Elba won Best Actor for the title role of Luther in the BBC drama series. So congratulations to both of you, and we are most proud. Keep up the good work. Okay, Will Smith and his son Jaden are filming director M. Night Shyamalan's After Earth, a futuristic thriller. In the movie, which is filming in the area, Jaden plays a teen stranded on an abandoned planet. Will plays his dad. Filming is happening now through April. Will and Jaden last appeared together on screen in the movie The Pursuit of Happiness, which was an excellent movie. I bought that movie. It is really good, and it was a true story. Look for Will Smith in March as host of the 25th Annual Kids' Choice Awards on Nickelodeon. Congrats, Will, to you and also to your son, Jaden. Okay, now, storyboard. Now, I guess y'all know back about a week ago about the cruise ship and the Coast Guard, and the captain that got off the ship. And instead of staying there to make sure that everybody got off, he tried to walk water like Jesus, y'all. Anyway, something is not right with this captain. Something smells funny. Was he paid a large amount of money to do this and walk away like a mafia hit? Or was he drinking or drugs on the job and didn't give a damn? Or is it he's a heartless son of a bitch and everyone for themselves, so to speak? He should definitely be held accountable, which he is in jail now, for all the innocent lives that thought that they were traveling in safety and security. Let that be the reason. Well, kudos to Wendy Williams. You know, Wendy came out and defended Michelle Obama on her show. The talk show host said, if you're going to call anyone angry, because they were saying that Michelle Obama is an angry black woman. But anyway, she said, if you're going to call anyone angry, angry black woman, don't look at Michelle Obama, but someone like NeNe Leakes. Need I say more? The Wendy Williams Show doesn't usually get political, but when Wendy heard that Michelle Obama was defending herself against being described as an angry black woman, she sprang to the First Lady's defense. Thank you, Wendy. If you're a black woman and you have something to say, you say it like you mean it. Everybody portrays us as angry black women, Williams said. Williams then pointed out that a somewhat similar critique was leveled at another smart, powerful First Lady, Hillary Clinton, who Williams remember was called an angry lesbian woman by her detractors. As soon as you get a little strong, then okay, you're a lesbian. Williams laughed minute. Sidebar, y'all. So what do you call a weak man, a pussy? Huh? Huh? Talk to me, somebody. Give me a call in. Tell me what time it is, because evidently I must be missing it. Okay, are the Kardashians becoming outcasts? I sure hope so. They're losing their momentum for sure. The family's reputation, y'all, is beginning to wear on America, according to the recent numbers. Could it have anything to do with Kim's dramatic life? Or what about the grassroots parents' protests of the Klan? According to the patterns, it seems like interest in the Kardashians took a nosedive after Kim's celebrity 72-day marriage with Chris Humphries. Oh, but that's not all. The gossip and tabloid magazines like Style, OK, and Us Weekly reported an 18% drop whenever the Kardashians appear on the cover. Oops. Ouch. Not a good marketing move, OK? New York publicist R. Curry Hayes said he's bored with them. The girls aren't being asked to events as much anymore, and no one really wants them around, including Red Egg Corps owner Travis Bass. He told the press that he doesn't want any of them near his establishment for fear they'll ruin the company's good name. Brother Travis Bass said, I'd pay her $600,000 personally not to go to Red Egg, Travis said. Kim Kardashian would be crushing to us. We'd have a meeting Monday and talk about it, see what happens. That's kind of bad, but anyway. Well, there you go with the Kardashians. Also, we'd like to give a shout out. Let's report on this story, too. There was a man awarded $7.5 million, y'all, for a motorcycle crash that shortened his penis by an inch and a half. Yeah, you heard me. Shorten his penis by an inch and a half. A California jury awarded a former United States sailor $7.5 million after a motorcycle crash fractured his pubic ramus bone, resulting in his penis shortened after surgery by an inch and a half. Newlywed Matthew Walls suffered crush injuries and nerve damage to his manhood after an accident in San Diego. The 27-year-old underwent reconstructive surgery that left his penis an inch and a half shorter than before the accident. I sure like to know what the full size was. Anyway, a jury in El Cajon, California, awarded Mr. Walls $7,553,000 in damages as compensation for pain, suffering, medical bills, and loss of income. Mr. Wall was riding his motorcycle to work at the U.S. Navy submarine base in San Diego when he was struck by a shuttle bus from a nearby car showroom. The jury heard that the van turned left in front of Mr. Wall, who was unable to avoid the collision. He was thrown off his motorcycle and suffered a fracture of his pubic ramus bone and a crushing injury to his penis and damage to the nerve and arteries of the penis. Don't you just love this story? Mr. Wall is no longer in the Navy and lives in South Carolina. He had recently married at the time of the crash, but the couple has since divorce. I wonder why did they divorce? Could it be he became Minuteman? Mr. Rowley said it was uncertain if Mr. Wall would be able to have children because of the injury. It's going to affect his relationship and his self-esteem in the future. Mr. Rowley told the San Diego Union-Tribune. A spokesman with the defending automotive group says they plan to appeal the verdict. Well, I'm sorry that that happened to you, sir. Only thing I can say is, you got a mouth and a tongue, so don't let your dick stop you from enjoying sex. Okay, all righty then. Now, we want to give a validation out for Lena. She predicted the weather in Washington State would be very cold and icy, not that much snow. Well, last week in Washington State, they experienced one day of snow, and then an ice storm came in, which left hundreds of thousands of folks without power. And some people are just now, y'all, today getting reconnected. So some people have been out of power anywhere from three to four days. So hopefully today is Sunday that a lot of those folks now are back up and they've got power in their homes. Be sure and read her forecast 2012, and see what else might be coming true. That's on the essenceofsuccess.com. Is Lennox's website. That's the essence of success, all one word, .com. And she has forecasts for 2012, part one and two. So I hope that you will check that out and see what's going on. Now, at this time, we're going to have a short 5-minute break and we'll be back. And don't turn the dial now. Like I said, turn the TV down. I know y'all watching the game, but come on back and listen to the show. All righty. Thank you.
Your game, baby.
Okay, and we're back. Hope you enjoyed that jam. And before we go to the news of the weird, I also want to put a thank you out there to because of course I live in Washington, so I was part of that ice storm too in the snow. I want to put a big thank you out there to Puget Sound Energy, who came through, and we had to get people from other states, y'all. That's how bad it was, from California, Utah, Montana, Oregon. Electrical workers to come in and help and reconnect us up. So big kudos, shout out, excuse me, to Puget Sound Energy and Andy Wappler, and also to City Light. Oh, my goodness. Those guys were working almost 24 hours around the clock. Just in the greater Seattle area were 280,000 people without electricity. So kudos to you, and thank you very much, City of Seattle, City Light. You guys did an excellent job, and we appreciate you. Okay, now on to news of the weird. Well, let's see, what's happening this week? Okay, well, Mayor Jose Benitez of Humán, Peru, speaking at the opening of a waterworks in November, warned residents about strontium in the water, which he said suppresses male hormones. Uh-oh. He reminded residents that nearby Tabalosos, which is lately popular with gays and lesbians, shares a water supply, and that the residents of Hurame could turn gay. Okay, then. In November, a report by Muslim scholars and Saudi Arabia's highest religious council presented to the Saudi legislature warned that ending the ban on females driving, do you hear me, y'all, females driving vehicles would cause a surge in prostitution, pornography, divorce, and, of course, homosexuality. And the scholars added that within 10 years, the country would have no more virgins. Okay, not to get all you Muslims upset, because you think when you die it's going to be 72 virgins. Live in our nation, okay? Come on now. You got to give women freedom. They got to be able, I don't understand that. I know that's the laws of the Muslims over there, but to unban women from driving, okay? Anyway, California State Legislature Mary Hayashi of Hayward, I know where that is, that's right across the bay, y'all, from San Francisco, pleaded guilty in January to misdemeanor shoplifting. Police said she had walked out of a Neiman Marcus store in October with over $2,400 worth of unpaid merchandise. Cause said her lawyer by a benign, okay, which caused this was a benign brain tumor that might have affected her decision-making. Let that be the reason, girlfriend. Miraculously, and just in time for the legislative session, the tumor, said the lawyer, is no longer affecting her concentration or her judgment. Okay, then. The reasons people give. Because this past Christmas fell on Sunday, and New Year's did too, y'all, nearly one Protestant church in 10 in the United States reported having canceled Sunday services that day out of fear of low attendance. Wonder what would Jesus have to say about that? As parishioners remained at home with family. The poll by Lifeway Research noticed also that other churches, while not canceling, had left services to their second-string clergy. Okay, I guess if God ain't got a bunch of people in there, we can't have church, huh? Retired Sheriff Patrick J. Sullivan, Jr. was arrested in November in a suburb of Denver and charged with distributing meth to men in exchange for sex. Sullivan, who had a distinguished career at Arapahoe County Sheriff, was booked into the Patrick J. Sullivan, listen to me now, booked into the Patrick J. Sullivan Jr. Detention Center, named for him after he retired in 2002. Yet this is the same man that was arrested just 2 months ago selling meth to men in exchange for sex. Baby, you ain't got no money. I mean, come on. Some people will take food stamps nowadays. Get your shit together. What are you doing? You don't know about backdoor stuff? Well, I guess you do because you were trying to use meth to get there. Excuse me. Eldon Alexander, 36, and Mrs. Corrin, 47, had two different encounters with Ogden, Utah police on December 15th, just last month. First, they were issued misdemeanor citations after being accused of shoplifting at a Winco food store. Should we got Winco up here, y'all? I'd like me some Winco. They were released and walked out to their car in the parking lot, but summoned the police when they discovered that while they were busy shoplifting, stealing their ass off, someone had broken into their car and stolen a stereo. The shoplifting items were worth about $25 and their stereo about $60. I guess what goes around comes around. Karma's a bitch, ain't it? Okay. Sheriff deputies arrested a novelist, is that better pronunciation, Nancy Mancuso Gilbert, 53, in December last month in Bryan, Texas, after she had allegedly arranged a hit on her husband. The hitman, of course, was an undercover officer. Gilbert said she had walked in on the husband romancing with one of her friends, and the couple were in the process of divorcing, complicated by his having removed her from his health insurance just as she was scheduled for extensive surgery. Gilbert is the author of the 2010 crime thriller Temporary Amnesia and told the hitman that she was quite familiar with investigative procedures, though obviously poor at spotting undercover officers. Girl, you ain't that bright, okay? Can you count 1 to 10? That's all I'm saying. Can you count 1 to 10? Get that together. Okay. Former 11-year veteran police officer Louis McGarva, 35, filed a lawsuit recently asking the equivalent of about $760,000 against the Lothian Border Police in Edinburgh, Scotland, for causing her post-traumatic stress disorder. Officer McGarva was attending a supposedly routine riot training session that got out of hand. She says she discovered that she had developed a debilitating fear of sirens and police cars. Well, girlfriend, why don't you become a police officer then if you can't stand the noise? How are you going to stop somebody? You got to have the lights going, and you got to have the sirens going so that they're aware that the police are behind them trying to stop them. Why did you become a police officer? You just sound like a really flaky woman that need to get her shit together, okay? All righty then. Okay, well, when we come back, that's enough of the news of the weird. When we come back, we'll be talking sports. So we're going to take a break here, and we'll see you in 5. Probably already aware by now, but anyway, Joe Paterno, 85, died. Let me just read a little bit about it because it's sad, but it's good. Joe Paterno, the longtime Penn State coach who won more games than anyone in major college football, was fired amid a child sex abuse scandal that scarred his reputation for winning with integrity. He died today. He was 85. His family released a statement, y'all, saying his loss leaves a void, of course, in our lives that will never be filled. He died as he lived. He fought hard until the end, stayed positive, thought only of others, and constantly reminding everyone of how blessed his life had been. His ambitions were far-reaching, but he never believed he had to leave this happy valley to achieve them. He was a man devoted to his family, his university, his players, and his community. The Pennsylvania hospital where Paterno died confirmed the cause of death was a spreading lung disease. Our hearts go out to your family and our prayers, and he'll go down as the greatest football coach in the history of the game, Ohio State coach Urban Meyer said after the former team Florida Gators beat. So, y'all just think about them tonight or when you get through, watching the game, that you do think about Joe Paterno and his family and send prayers up for them. Okay, now for the football, let me tell you this. Okay, now for the Baltimore and the Ravens, Baltimore 20, New England 23. So if you don't know, now you do know. Yes, indeedy. 23-20, so it's going to be New England Saints. And on the West Coast right now, the New York Giants are playing San Francisco. And it's right now second quarter, 7-7 all. Excuse me, it's tied up, 7-7 all. So hope you're watching the game. Mute it so you're listening to my show. But anyway, I'm pulling for myself. I want to see the 49ers play against New England. So we'll just see. Next week we'll definitely know, won't we, who's going to be in the Super Bowl. My money's on San Francisco. I got to go with the West Coast team. Hey, from Washington, San Francisco's California. So, you know, I got to go with the West Coast team. And rah-rah, I'm hoping the very best for you guys. Now, also, which I didn't say in entertainment news, and please excuse me, I'm sorry, Etta James passed this past week, and definitely want to give a shout-out to her family. Definitely prayers go up for them as well. Oh, she was magnificent. If anybody doesn't know who Etta James is, I don't know, Skippy Zippy, because Etta James, the most famous song, At Last. And there were a few others, but I think everybody around the world knows At Last. So many people have done it. And, in fact, when that movie came out about Cadillac Records, Beyonce sang that. And she also sang that for Obama, President Obama and Michelle. Really wish it could have been her singing it, but so be it, you know. But anyway, yes, we are. You will definitely be missed, believe me. So let me check and see if there's any calls coming in. Well, what else is going on the scoreboard? NBA, I wonder what's happening over there. Well, the final in NBA between Boston and Washington, Boston 100, Washington 94. And tonight is Indiana and looks like the Lakers, I think. I'm not for sure. Looks like it. Third quarter right now is Miami is 46 and MIL. Well, they're both 51 all now. And the Nets and looks like Chicago is 71-59. So that's going, looks like, pretty good. Let's see. Well, there's not too much else I can say right now in basketball. Oh, it's Milwaukee and Miami, 51 all in the third quarter. Okay. And the Lakers playing the Pacers, Indiana Pacers. That's tonight, Sunday evening. Okay. And the Clippers won, Bucks over the Heat. Okay. Now we got it going on. There we go. Just took me a minute. Thank you for bearing with me. You know I miss my producer and switchboard operator. She's always got the sports up to date. But we're doing good, okay? We are doing real good. So let's see what else. Well, what else can we talk about? Well, one thing, and I do want to bring this up. If you go to the Essence of Success website, y'all, there's a good article, and I do want everybody to at least go in there and read this because it's really good. And it's about five ways, now listen to me well, five ways past life people are still with you now. I know that's a little off our sports show, but I'm doing a filler, so bear with me. But five ways past life people are still with you now. If you think your mother is your mother and your brother is your brother and your friend, think again. We dance our way through countless lifetimes with everyone that's important to us. In this dance, we constantly change partners and roles. Our child in one life may be our parent in another. An enemy may later be a brother. A lover may become a friend. The permutations are endless, but it's not random. There is meaning and purpose behind this dance. Now, I will say this. In my past life, my mother was my aunt, and she was my mother in this life. My youngest daughter in a past life was my best friend. And when I came into this realm, this will take some metaphysical understanding. Now, when I came in this realm, I asked for my best friend to come with me. And my best friend turned out to be my daughter. So you never know. I dated a guy once, and I found out that he was my father in a past life. And it was why he would go all out the way doing everything possible to dote on me and make me happy. And he really was. We had a good relationship for quite a few years. And, I mean, the man spoiled me rotten. I'm not kidding. Just spoiled me rotten. And so I investigated because I wanted to know who was he in a prior life. So he was my father in a prior life, and evidently I guess we maybe didn't get along that good or didn't have the best relationship. But in this lifetime, he was my boyfriend, and he was doing everything possible, almost like to make up to me, but not really knowing me, you know. Now, with families, sometimes reincarnate together to work out a group problem or carry out an ancient purpose. This is especially true of those families who have a proud sense of their history. Those individuals, sometimes make sure they're reborn in that family again to continue their purpose. Royalty is probably especially prone to this kind of reincarnation. I'll tell you why. It's interesting to wonder how some of them might have been in earlier lives. But a family doesn't have to be famous for this kind of intense involvement, believe me. Century-old oaths or allegiance may keep the same members of a family reincarnating together for better or for worse. This can work the opposite way as well now. Those who pursue bitter feuds with other families may find themselves incarnated in the enemy family to learn to love and forgive them. For the same reason, your one-time hated oppressor may later become your vulnerable little sister. Difficult family members are sometimes there to learn how to behave in a loving family and fair way, or they may be wounded innocents who join the group because it will give them exactly the kind of healing that they need. It's worth becoming aware of the underlying emotional currents in your family and tracing where they may have come from. This can be so much to resolve and heal situations that might have been dragging on for lifetimes. Now, with your friends, no relationship ever stays the same. It is said that we can never step into the same river twice, and this applies to friendships as well. Friendships may last many lifetimes, during which we develop our strengths, discover our weaknesses, and learn to support one another and resolve problems together. Strong alliances can also come from bonds we make before we reincarnate again. In between lifetimes, we sometimes vow to be there for each other when times get hard. When we do get here, that promise is seldom consciously remembered, but it will always be kept. Haven't you ever met somebody or met a new friend, y'all, and it just seems like you've known them for lifetimes? I mean, you just click so well together. It's like they're an extension of being your sister or being your brother. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. I've had that relationship, and possibly you have too. So hold on, please. We've got a call. Hi, this is Linus. Talk to me. Hi.
Hello, this is your producer and switchboard operator.
Well, hi there. How are you?
Fine.
How's work today, girlfriend?
Oh, Lord, it did take me 8 hours to do everything. And my apologies to the audience. I am at work today. Had to come in and do some backlog, supervise staff. So I'm not with the host today, Miss Linus, but the show has been good because I've been listening since 4 o'clock.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad. So you enjoyed it?
Yes, I have. You did an excellent job, girlfriend.
Well, good, good. I'm so glad. Thank you so much. And I'm just having a real good time here enjoying and trying to get the news out, you know, the sports and what have you. I couldn't get Coach Jordan in today because he's watching the game.
Oh,
and the second game
Lord.
Came on and started at 4 o'clock just when I needed him to be on the air, you know. So I told him it's okay. I understand. I know how gentlemen are, you know. They like watching their sports, so.
Oh, yeah, because right now it's tied up between the Giants and the 49ers, 7-up, and it's about 5 minutes left in the second quarter.
Yes, 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 there we go.
So
oh,
we know the
goodness.
Patriots won, so congrats, Patriots. They're going to the Super Bowl yet again.
Yes, they are, they are. Well, I was glad for them to win because I wasn't pulling for Baltimore. I wanted to see New England win, and I hope the 49ers win, but my reason more or less has been because they're a West Coast team.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah.
And that would be a good game because the 49ers and the Patriots both have their status right now is 13 wins, 3 losses.
Oh.
So that would be an excellent game at Super Bowl if those two played.
Oh, well, there you go. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, did you have any shout-outs, Ms. Chauvinet? Because I tried to cover as many people I knew, but I don't know if I missed anybody this week. Oh, and happy birthday to all you Aquarius people. Yay!
Yay! Yeah, I have no idea. Just shout out to everybody. And hopefully everybody surviving. You know, if you don't have power, unfortunately, I think they're talking all the way till maybe next week before people, or actually we are in next week, so maybe Monday or Tuesday, everybody should have their power by then.
Yes, I was definitely talking about that earlier because I was thanking Puget Sound Energy as well as City Light employees for, getting people back up and having power.
Oh, yeah, because they're 24 hours around the clock till they get everybody up and running. They pulled people from servicemen came down from Alaska, came up from California and from Oregon, and I think a couple from Idaho, I'm not sure.
And
about
Utah, yes.
Utah,
and I think Montana, too. Yeah, they pulled in quite a few. Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. We were over 225,000 people out of power, 234,000.
Well, no.
That's pretty bad.
Well, you know, the greater Seattle area was 280,000, so we're not even counting all the outlying areas. That's probably another 100,000 people or so in the outlying areas as well. Yeah, I mean, that ice was so thick, y'all. It was almost an inch and a half to 2 inches thick on a folks' windshield. Hell, for me to get the ice off my car, I had to beat it with a broom.
Yeah, it was pretty tough out there. A lot of people had difficulties getting in and out with their cars, the streets, the weather, and just, I guess it's supposed to be just the beginning of our winter. So if this is the beginning of it, good Lord.
Yes. Well, we're probably going to get more snow, but I think the temperatures are going to range. I think we'll get snow next month. I do. I think we'll get 2 weeks of snow in February, but I also believe that the temperature is going to be very cold once again and be icy. Icy.
Yeah. That's where our meteorologist here in Washington State failed to tell everybody after the snowstorm there was an ice storm coming. Well, I guess Jeff Renner on King mentioned a taste of it, but they really didn't give us a heads up to prepare ourselves for it. So another lesson learned.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, how they came back the next day was it was a unique circumstance. Yeah, let that be the reason.
I love how they phrase stuff like that. In other words, you messed up. Okay, let's just say that. You guys dropped the ball, you messed up. That's what you did.
Yep. Was there anything that you wanted to bring up or talk about, Chauvinet?
Oh.
I did mention Joe Paterno, most definitely.
Yeah, he lost
today.
His battle to cancer. Mm-hmm.
Cancer, yeah.
Yeah,
cancer,
so.
Yes.
And, you know, and I have to give love to my boy, Kun Love, and he said on Facebook, and he made a really good point that, you know, even though you may be sad about Paterno's death, does not mean you condone what happened in that program or Sandusky. You know, you're you know, hurting that another human life has been taken. You know, well,
yeah.
He's gone on about his way and for his family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a lot of people out here that, oh, why do you feel bad for him? He deserved what he got. You know, you don't know what anybody deserves. You know,
no.
It's just the simple fact that a human life has now, you know, passed on. So, yeah, you send your condolences to his family, keep it going. And however things panned out with Sandusky, the victims, whoever else may be a part of it, hey, that's on them.
Yeah, and then, too, you know, we still don't have the full backstory of all that's involved. I mean, granted, the reporters have said so much, but there's probably stuff that we are not even aware of, you know, the backstory of that. Some,
exactly.
Yes, you know. So, but true, I'll agree with you about that, Chauvinet. He is a human being that lost his life, and his family is surely going to miss him.
Exactly. So it's just, you know, love to his family, blessings to him and his family during their lost time right now, and hopefully they'll get through it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's true. About it. Did you do any news of the weird?
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure did. It was fun.
Good. Well, I would like to mention, if anybody caught Betty White's 90th birthday party on NBC, did you mention that?
No,
I don't want to repeat
didn't.
Anything that you've mentioned.
No, I didn't, but go ahead, please.
Oh, you guys, she's got this new show out. If you get a chance to watch it, it's called They're Off Their
Rockers. Off Their
and it
Rockers.
Comes on NBC, and it looks like at 9:30 at night. And it is a hilarious show. It's senior citizens that are pulling pranks on innocent victims, and you will kill over. You can also go on NBC.com and see some video clips from a grandma trying to get her mile high on the airplane with this young man who looks like he's getting ready to have a heart attack. That grandma is looking at him like that. And then you'll see an old man that's singing, "Watch yourself, show me what you're working with," in a wheelchair. It's just
in a wheelchair,
hilarious.
Y'all.
It is a hilarious
show. And
it's young
women going past.
Yeah, it is. It's just something you wouldn't expect, so it's pretty good. Unfortunately, if anybody has Comcast, my friend Laura, thanks for letting me know that it is not on demand at this time. So you'll either have to DVR it, yeah, or
going to NBC.com.
Yes, that as well.
Going and I believe, Chauvinet, that it's either Wednesday or Thursday night that comes on NBC.
I think it's Monday.
Oh, it's Monday. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Okay, Monday night, folks, 9:30. Okay.
Yeah.
What about
NBC.
The one? Well, you got to tell the one about the old lady asking for directions.
Oh, well, yeah, and I think that video clip's on there where this lady, she's walking up to an amusement park and two young men come out and she's asking if they have restaurants and stuff in there. And the young man's explaining to her, yeah, tons of restaurants, this and that. And so she says, thank you for, you know, giving me this information. She was like, and the next time that I hold a conversation with you, keep your eyes in my eyes and not on my effing chest. And she walks away. And this young man is just like, what the hell? What is she talking about? I mean, he walks away, but then he turns around, looks at it again like, what? And it's just hilarious, you guys. You just have to catch this show.
Oh,
it is
too
funny. You know, again, it's Betty White. She's come off again with a great show. And if you get a chance, she also, has her show Hot in Cleveland that comes on
TV Land
on Wednesdays. Yeah, at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So
She's a kick in the butt, I tell you.
And
for somebody to be 90 years old, she's like she's just starting all over again.
And she looks fabulous for 90 years old.
She sure
it's
does.
It's like, you go, girl.
I'm telling you, proud. Very proud.
Exactly. And don't forget, they still repeat Golden Girls on Hallmark or the WE Channel.
Oh, yes, that's my show. Mm-hmm. I love me some Golden Girls. I relate to Blanche.
I like Dorothy. That's my girl.
You like Dorothy?
Dorothy's my girl.
Dorothy, Blanche, and, of course, Rose
it's
is...
Sophia.
Yeah, and then Sophia, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very good show.
Now, I'm looking at the schedule. The show may not come on at 9:30 tomorrow, her shows, because they have the Republican debate going on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, no, I'm watching it. People are watching it, you know, to see what,
Gingrich, what's his name? He won the other night.
In South Carolina, I can never think. Gingrich, whatever.
Gingrich, Newt Gingrich, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he came off, he lambasted that reporter for asking personally about his personal life starting off the debate.
Yeah, with this. Well, you know, his ex-wife came forward and did some interview or something, and that's what's kind of getting the pot stirring right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's with any politician. People are going to try to sandblast you, blindside you, put
Definitely.
Your dirt out there. But, you know, this is the risk you take for getting into that industry.
Well, yeah, because when you're running for president, they're going to check you from the time your mother's birth to where you are right now.
Yeah,
and they seem to forget that. And they got people that will accept amounts of money to tell stuff about you that you thought nobody knew or would ever come forward.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's why Obama didn't have any problems. He pretty much was an open book before he became president. I've done this, I've done that, this and that and that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you don't hear anything coming out for him.
Mm-hmm. Ain't got no side kids, ain't got no side bitches, okay? He loved him some Michelle. There it is.
Yes, he does.
Any?
So.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of these other candidates, I don't know. But it looks like it's getting down to Romney and Gingrich. So.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think if I'm not mistaken, Perry dropped out. And
yeah,
is now endorsing Romney?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So we shall see how this turns out.
I know, that's right. Well, thank you so much, Chauvinet, for coming in on the last half, helping the sister out. I appreciate that. And also next Sunday, our show is about entrepreneurs. So if you have a company, poetry, a book, a business, whatever that it is, call in, tell us about it, and we'll put you on the air and give you some free advertising, okay? So our show is dedicated to entrepreneurship. Next Sunday, we'd like to hear about what's going on business-wise across the United States, whether it's, hopefully, you know, it's been a successful business for you. Again, thank you all for tuning in and listening, and we love you. Be safe out there. Weather's changing. Our weather from the West Coast is coming to the East Coast. Folks, be careful out there, and know that you are loved. And we're signing out. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.